other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Have you noticed that all of a sudden the British Prime Minister is saying multiculturalism has failed? That basically Muslims are dangerous devils? Have you noticed that the president of France has come out and said that multiculturalism has failed? The globalists knew that all of this was destined to fail, to get all these different cultures and groups together and then play everyone off against each other, government playing the referee. Oh, people may have gotten along with each other in many communities, but overall, because of how these governments design this system, it's designed to balkanize us and turn us against each other. They bring in all of these different groups to destabilize regions, so only a powerful central government can control it. The Romans controlled Rome that way by encouraging people, not that they needed much encouragement, people like to be around folks that they're like generally, in different neighborhoods. And you see that model, of course, in the big cities of Europe, in New York, in places like Los Angeles, Chicago. But I just, of all the stacks of news here, I thought it was interesting that the last few days, all these different European leaders, that's not just Sarkozy of France, or, of course, the Prime Minister of England, it's others coming out and saying this. And why is that happening? Because the globalists, admittedly, have tried to force their past puppet, Hosni Mubarak of Egypt, to step down, and that's still waffling back and forth, so that they can basically get groups that are seen as more radical in positions to get on more of a war footing with Israel and the West, so that the West has a pretext to go in there and blow the place to bits. And that's why the New World Order has been caught over and over again financing every radical Muslim group out there. At the head of all those groups are untouchables who always have pedigrees in Western intelligence agencies. Anwar al-Awlaki, Osama bin Laden. This is admitted fact there for all to see, but it's ignored like, oh, that's un-American to read the Associated Press or Fox News reporting Anwar al-Awlaki is secretly hanging out and working for the Pentagon. Well, but it's admitted. It's admitted that Osama bin Laden was called a hero in the late 1980s and that our own government helped create what is known as al-Qaeda today. That's in Time Magazine, Newsweek, but, oh, it's blowback from him. Oh, al-Awlaki, it's blowback. Osama bin Laden, it's blowback. It's blowback, 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 blowback. No, it's not. Oh, this blowback always allows the empire to launch new wars and take over resources. Oh, this blowback lets the federal government take our liberties and freedoms and get away with crimes that are unspeakable. No, they've engineered it. And we have the history of our government staging terror attacks as a pretext for control. And we have the history of every other major government and empire doing it. And I know I talk a lot about it, and that's because we've got Mr. Napolitano, Mr. Janet Napolitano, I almost said Mr. Mano, up there running around saying, you've got to reauthorize the Patriot Act. Awlaki is going to blow everything up. It's the biggest threat since 9/11. Oh, my gosh. And then there's no discussion, no investigation about him hanging out secretly at the Pentagon and all the other connections of him working for the Pentagon. Or the fake bin Laden videos they upload, or the fake Adam Gadon videos they upload, and that guy, admittedly, grandson of the former head of the ADL. It's all ridiculously staged if you're paying attention. They're counting on you not being conscious. And I want to talk about not being awake, not, you know, what that means. When we come back from this quick break, please stay with us. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. It is Friday, the 11th day of February, 2011. And I was already planning to take off Monday because today's my birthday and one of my daughter's birthdays is coming up in a few days. But I'm going to leave you at the halfway point today because I have a story I'm working on that is going to take my full attention. But Watson is going to be filling in from Britannia, from Albion, from England for the last hour and a half of the broadcast. And Joe C. Husen will be joining us of Liberty Guard. The federal government did not respond, at least the last time we talked to them, in a timely way as they were supposed to by law, to the Freedom of Information Act order. They're always called requests, but it's really a law. Dealing with the TSA stand down. The TSA stand down the day before, the day of, and for 2 days after on Thanksgiving of the TSA. They just turned off the scanners nationwide. Scores of newspapers confirmed that. We were first reporting it here, so was the Drudge Report, that they were turned off. I actually had two crew members traveling the day before Thanksgiving, flying back to Austin from Denver. They were out west doing the interview with Russell Means that folks have now had a chance to see, and there was no scanners on and no pat-downs going on. It was just like 10 years ago. Walk through the metal detector, and voila. See how you accept the metal detector, and then it's take your shoes off, and then it's go in a microwave oven, and then let us stick our hands down your pants. And the government's come out and said they do plan to make everyone go through a body scan and a rope down when they're done. People are like, well, you don't all have to do it. Yeah, they always incrementally put it in. That's a psychological warfare tactic that's being used. But the word a few weeks ago was they were preparing a lawsuit with Bob Barr's organization, Liberty Guard, and C. Houston is the head of that group. Barr's the founder. And so we're going to get some breaking news today, I'm told, on the fight against the unconstitutional extreme excesses of the TSA at 12:30, an hour and a half from now, roughly, when Joe C. Houston joins us. And we always have our weekly visit with Bob Chapman. And then on Monday, you're going to have Paul Watson and, of course, also Aaron Dykes co-hosting for part of the broadcast. And we've got a special interview that we're going to re-air in the last hour as well. I'm actually going to be here in town, but I am taking that day off. I'm not going to take the next few days off. I will be working, but I will try to be there for my daughter's birthday on Monday, take off some time and do that. And for taking off the time, I really can't apologize. Obviously, Hosni Mubarak has stepped down as president, and the army has taken over. And Mr. Panetta yesterday came out and in the morning in a congressional hearing, the head of the CIA said that he was going to step down yesterday. And then he gave a speech last night and didn't step down. But I guess the Army today gave him an offer he couldn't refuse. I guess either your signature or your brains will be on it via the Godfather. And he has stepped down. So the well-serving dupe tyrant of 31 years is now saying he's going to step down, or has stepped down. The interesting thing about this is you notice that Nicolas Sarkozy of France, also the Prime Minister of England, have come out now and both said the same thing, and several other leaders of European countries have said the same thing. Multiculturalism has failed, and that basically Muslims are incompatible with our Western society. Now, I think that that is an extreme oversimplification, isn't it? Yes, it's true that Europe was invaded repeatedly, and large portions of even Western Europe, including Spain, were taken by the Muslims. It is true that Turkey was once the Byzantine Empire and really the center of New Rome, Constantinople, which, of course, is now under another name. I certainly understand that many of the Muslims and Arabs do have a religious pride and a desire to spread the rebirth of the Ottoman Empire. But why, if that is the case, would the West accelerate in the last 30 years the unfettered immigration of Muslims into the Western world? They have programs where the federal government flips over backwards to bring as many Somalis, who were obviously North African Muslims predominantly, to places like Minneapolis, St. Paul. Now, I think they're good people that deserve a right to live and work hard. But I'm simply looking at the historical facts here. Why do they take Muslims from some of the most radical countries and seed them all over the nation and then have the Ford Foundation go in with liberation theology in all of the major universities and teach them that America's bad and you need to take over and it's your right to do it, while simultaneously funding other university programs saying Muslims are pure evil and the devil and we're going to have a clash of civilizations with them? I have no doubt that we couldn't get along with the Muslims and that they are on average very moral, cultured people who invented much of the sciences we have today. Unfortunately, in the last really 90 years, the British, then the Germans, and since World War II, the U.S., on record, has done everything they can to radicalize Muslims and overthrow mainline competitive governments and put in radicals so that those countries basically stay in the Stone Age. And that's why you see the Prime Minister of England, the President of France, coming out and saying multiculturalism has failed, Muslims are dangerous, they're not compatible. Because they're getting ready to destabilize the entire Middle East, as Webster Tarpley and many others broke down here years ago, as 13, 14 years ago, Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote in the Grand Chessboard, another book 2 years ago, and they are igniting radical Islam. They have put dictators in to make radical Islam look legitimate when it overthrows these countries so the West can have a full-scale war with these people. And they're going to initiate low-intensity terror attacks all over the West with patsies and also provocateur but also purely manufactured to then use the Muslim threat to attack the globalist real enemy, private property, libertarian-type conservatives, liberals, it doesn't matter, intellectuals, property owners, gun owners. So that's the bait and switch. It's the clash of civilizations, and the globalists want to mop up the Muslims that are a threat to them because they won't accept the globalist system of control, the abortion, the infanticide, the one-child policy, and it'll help them wipe out their other real big enemy, mainline, classical, puritanical, Protestant-type, ethic of the West. There you have it. Okay, let's go to Webster Griffin Tarpley, who'll be with us for 20 minutes or so. Appreciate him coming on short notice. They say Mubarak has stepped down, and give us your breakdown on this.
Well, it appears that he has stepped down. That's the announcement from Vice President Suleiman on the official Egyptian television. So until we learn something else, let's assume that's true, although we've been burned a few times. I think what you've got to ask yourself is what kinds of threats were delivered overnight by the U.S. government to Egypt? I can imagine yesterday evening Obama chewing the carpet in the White House in an absolute fit of rage, threatening to fire Panetta for his bungling incompetence and stupidity, basically wanting to fire the director of national intelligence. What I imagine going on, but chewing the carpet in rage. And then, of course, you could see this reflected on television. Somebody like David Gergen, always connected to the various White Houses, saying this cannot be allowed to stand, because if Mubarak can stand up to the U.S., then you've got a partial collapse, at least, of U.S. imperialism in the area that they have, for some reason, defined as the most important in the world.
And from 3 weeks ago, you have been proven correct. It's now admitted, and the White House, and they all admit that they basically funded the opposition groups and triggered this. And do you still follow the same line of reasoning, that this is the first domino in a destabilization program? That's basically what Brzezinski and Herr Kissinger have said now.
That is what they hope it is. Now, this has now been another object lesson for those who have foolishly forgotten about the fate of the Shah and Marcos and so many others. They've now seen this again. So I think a lot of people are going to be mobilized. If you listen to the soft power group, and this is not the neocons now, this is the Joseph Nye International Crisis Group, soft power, subversive destabilization group. You can see that.
So Soros is involved. Soros is involved.
Soros is involved. Right? That's the international.
So Glenn Beck's right. Glenn Beck's right.
Oh, of course. Well, I don't know Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck, you started saying that a week after you started saying it, but, and I'm glad he's getting, you know, the truth from the show, but the evidence is all right there.
Anyway, the International Crisis Group is money from Soros and the ideological direction from Brzezinski. They're all saying now, on to Syria, on to Saudi Arabia, on to Iran, on to China, on to Russia. Why not? There's no limit to the attempts of these people. This is now going to be Obama's election campaign, is to say, I'm better than Bush, because Bush bogged you down in this tremendously expensive, catastrophic war, but I can overthrow countries simply using soft power.
Tarpley, you really are incredible. You really are incredible, because You did say here 3 years ago, during the middle of the Obama campaign, that he was going to use kamikaze puppets and that they were going to overthrow countries through popular color revolution rebellions, George Soros funded, and that is exactly what they've been doing. So let's continue when we come back and break that down. Now, you did miscalculate a bit. You thought Mubarak might be able to hold on.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Now, to be clear, the reason I bring Glenn back up is that we get a good indication of where the U.S. media is, starting about 2 weeks ago, about a week after Tarpley laid out the facts here, and others did. Beck came out and said, why are they trying to put the Muslim Brotherhood in? You know, they're radical Muslims that want to have war with Israel. Well, not really. They're British intelligence run, and that's on record. So he only goes so far. But the media attacked him, saying, how dare he support a dictator when he wasn't? And some of the media attacked yours truly, saying, look, even Jones, you know, is saying, don't kick Mubarak out. I didn't say that. I said the globalists triggered this. They admit they triggered it. George Soros is in there funding it. These are not nice people. They want to now overthrow all these puppet dictatorships. They even put out rumors yesterday that the king of Saudi Arabia had died. Looks like, was that true? I think it turned out that it wasn't. I mean, there's all these destabilization programs going on. The Muslim Brotherhood saying overthrow Jordan, overthrow Yemen, overthrow Saudi Arabia. China's trying to lock down all this news. This is the global strategy. What are they trying to get out of this, Webster?
Well, let's look at what has now happened in Egypt. You now have a military junta. This is now a military government. Part of the exit deal, whatever threats were made to Mubarak, you know, the imprisonment of his son or who knows what, he is now given power, not according to the Constitution, but to the military council. In other words, Mubarak's last deed was to shred the Constitution and delegate power, which I don't know how he can do it, because he doesn't have such a power, at least in theory. It's now the military council. So it's a military junta that is now running the country. And this is now it's a CIA military coup. These crowds that you see on television, I assure you, have absolutely nothing to do with what happened behind the scenes. This was pure great power threats exercised by the U.S. against Egypt. The difference between Iran and Egypt is that Iran is basically an enemy state from the U.S. point of view. They don't have that leverage, whereas with Egypt, they have all kinds of leverage, starting with the food situation. Now, the purpose of this military junta, military dictatorship, because that's what you have, and it's an oligarchy, is to, I believe, roll back this refusal by Mubarak to enter into the U.S. nuclear umbrella. This proposal from the summer of 2009, where Obama came forward and said, we want to have Israel, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, and so forth, all under U.S. nuclear protection. And this amounts to assembling a war alliance, a military front of Sunni Arab states with the Israelis and the U.S. sticking into it, and play this all against Iran. Think of the Brzezinski parallels under Carter. This is just the first step, what we've just seen. This is now the creation of this military government. Where is this military government going to go? If it can't solve internal problems, which I doubt it can, if it stays under the IMF and the World Bank, then you're going to need some glory. Well, where are you going to get glory? Well, maybe you start picking fights with Iran over some issue. Right? Think about how Brzezinski went from the Iran overthrow in 1978-79 to very quickly the destabilization of Afghanistan and then getting the Soviets into that. It ends in war. War is now closer. That is what these people have to understand. On NPR this morning, they're saying, oh, these wonderful demonstrators, they should get the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, no, they should get the war prize, because they have now brought a general war with Iran closer. The Iranians have not publicly said that this is the case. The Iranians, I'm afraid, have been somewhat opportunistic in piling on this, greeting Tunisia and Egypt as an Islamic revolution. They're not. These are CIA.
Yeah, they don't see the trap. They don't see the trap they're being led into. What about suddenly all these presidents and prime ministers, England, France, saying Muslims are bad and multiculturalism failed? I mean, we really see the war propaganda gearing up for this World War III scenario.
It's quite possible. The other thing I would stress is, suppose this government is in good faith, right? Let's give them the benefit of the doubt, which I really don't. But what could they do? The first thing they ought to do is raise the minimum wage. Mubarak had just raised the wages of the public employees, but that came too late to make any difference. They should lower the price of bread, cooking oil, and fuel. The big thing that this government ought to do, if they're really patriotic, take advantage of the international goodwill for Egypt right now, which is existing, created by the media. Declare a debt moratorium. Freeze your debt. Stop paying. Stop paying the International Monetary Fund. Stop paying the European Bank. Stop paying the City of London. Stop paying Wall Street. And say, oh, we have to do this because Mubarak has looted our country. Use that as a story. And get Egypt out from under this crushing debt burden and the other strictures that the Nile. This Ibrahim Kamel, part of Mubarak's circle, the guy who fought to try to keep him in power, has a whole plan on his website how you can develop the huge desert areas of Egypt by pumping out the water from the Nile.
All right, stay there, Webster. I want to look on a larger geopolitical pullback and what you see the globalists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Can run on for a long time.
So, bottom line,
for a long time.
Mubarak would not go along with giving his support to an attack on Iran. The globalists want chaos in the region as a pretext to continue to have forces there and to expand that presence. And this is the stated policies of the Soros crew, of Zbigniew Brzezinski, of Henry Kissinger. And Webster, I understand you want to see Egypt thrive. You want to see development. But I don't see the globalists allowing that. We know the IMF World Bank policy is to use debt and high interest rates to keep countries in squalor so that they can never properly develop. So they're basically under the control of this soft economic imperium. So shifting gears away from that. Who are the different factions there? Who is the Muslim Brotherhood? Give us a brief tutorial on the admitted history of radical Islam being funded, financed, and protected to radicalize the Muslim world as a pretext to produce a clash of civilizations. And where do you see this going? Not where you want to see it go, but where do you see this New World Order operation going?
Well, in Egypt, it's very clear that the Muslim Brotherhood was created by the British in the late 1920s as an antidote to the, at the time that the country was a British colony, it was an attempted antidote by the British to the WAFD party, W-A-F-D, which had a strong nationalist and anti-British component to it. It was a parliamentary party. So the British created the Muslim Brotherhood as a counterweight. And the Muslim Brotherhood was generally not agitating against the British colonialism, but rather agitating against the local governments on these themes of what we could call social issues. Now, the during the 60s, 50s, and 60s into the 70s, the Muslim Brotherhood attempted to sabotage the modernization of Egypt, especially because they were opposed to Nasser. Now, Nasser, of course, had many, many problems, but he had tremendous merits, and the biggest merit is that huge Aswan High Dam, which is the centerpiece of the economic development of the whole country in the past half century. I would say that the Muslim Brotherhood has factions in it that have mellowed during the 80s, 90s, and into the current decade, but the idea of a government where the Muslim Brotherhood would have total power, I think, would be a very bad thing.
But they are calling. Let me just stop you. They are calling now. Let's go on to Egypt. From Egypt to Saudi Arabia to Jordan to Yemen.
Sure.
They are calling for this. And strangely, we see Iran saying they like it. We see the globalists funding it, obviously, to try to get the radicals into power or to use them to further destabilize. Then the globalists can come in and fill that vacuum with other coalition weak puppet governments that they can control. But I want to play this brief clip from Henry Kissinger a few weeks ago saying that this Mubarak situation is only the first scene in the first act of a larger play. Here it is.
There's no possibility that they won't in a democratic process. The question is whether other parties can emerge that balance them.
Dr. Kissinger, before I leave you, what advice would you give Secretary Clinton right now as she's dealing with this?
Well, I would talk as little publicly as possible because we don't really know what is going on. We are generally, I think the conduct of our government has been generally in the right direction for the same goals. We should not have any illusions, however. We are going to go through a period of great uncertainty and of a lot of maneuvering once the lid is off. Right now, everybody's focused on the removal of Mubarak. That is only the first scene of the first act of a drama that has to be played out.
All right.
And this act you see.
So, Webster, what I'm saying here is the global technocrats, the Anglo-American establishment, Britain, the U.S., Israel, they wouldn't be going with this destabilization program if they weren't confident. I'm asking you, what is their stratagem? I mean, we know the general stratagem, but what do you see them doing next?
Well, remember, they talk big, and they always promise more than they can deliver. And maybe it's not that they're confident. Maybe it's that they're desperate, and this is a flight forward on other issues, mainly the dollar. Right now, they have a military junta. These are the generals. These are mainly generals chosen by Mubarak. Let's look at the tradition in Egypt. It's the tradition of the colonels. In the 1950s, you had the overthrow of King Farouk, who had been under backed by the British. And then you had a kind of a transitional situation, which may be where we are now. And then the coup d'etat of the colonels around Nasser, which gave you about the best government in the Middle East that you had during this entire period of several decades. So let's look maybe somewhere in the Egyptian army. There are some radicalized colonels who see the humiliation of their country, a coup d'etat proclaimed by the head of the CIA from Washington. They must be mortified beyond belief. So maybe there's a counter force emerging there. I think that's a real worry for the Anglo-Americans, that you might have some modernizing, pro-development, non non-Mubarak, non-dictatorial, but authoritarian types in the Egyptian military. Perfectly possible. Other than that, the soft power group, the people who believe in subversion, not bombing, but using these methods of the people power coup, the color revolution, the postmodern coup, they would undoubtedly set their sights on Syria. What are the chances in Syria? Well, on the one side, Syria is a very highly developed police state, maybe more so than Egypt. I think a lot more so than Egypt. On the other hand, it has an ethnic minority ruler. The Assad family represent this very small Alawite ethnic minority, which is ethnically different from the vast majority of the Syrian population. So they're a target. They'll undoubtedly target Jordan. Now there it's significantly harder because of the way in which the monarchy is rooted in the clan and even tribal structure of the country. So far, there's no movement against the Hashemite dynasty represented by the current king. And then we get to Saudi Arabia. Let's see what might happen here. We had this idea that Prince Bandar, about 18 months ago, was attempting to play the Russian card. And there was a crackdown on him. And the last I heard of him, he was put under house arrest. If you can imagine King Abdullah and maybe more active people in the royal family, they look at the fate of Mubarak. What are they going to do? They're going to say, call Beijing, call Moscow, call people in. Let's play these other cards. The U.S. may be, therefore, impelled to try a coup in Saudi Arabia to prevent Saudi Arabia from developing fallback options that would allow them to escape from this situation of one-way dependency on the U.S. Then you can look at some other countries, Algeria. You've got Bouteflika there. He's been there for quite a while. They'd like to target him. It's a very big oil producer. And, of course, the net idea, all of these countries, use them against Russia, use them against China, use them against Iran. That's the bottom line. And whereas Mubarak said, I'm not interested in that, that doesn't help me, get lost, scram, beat it. Now you're going to have governments that will say, oh, yes, of course, Mr. Obama, we'll be so happy to carry out your anti-Chinese, anti-Iranian, anti-Russian policies. And I'm afraid that's what has changed. If Obama wants to go and do something for Egypt in his speech at 1:30, instead of more of this hot air, blasé rhetoric that he usually comes up with, announce an immediate large-scale food aid shipment. Let's get several million tons of grain to Egypt right now and avoid starvation.
Because that would put a salve on a lot of the instability, but they probably want the instability to continue so they can jockey around in there and try to get who they want in power.
Exactly. I think the U.S. card is now simply shoot the works for chaos, destabilization, and mob rule, and that's what we've seen. But again, remember, the mob you see in the street is simply an illusion, right? It's a smokescreen. It's a prop. These are the walk-on parts in this drama. The real stuff goes on behind the scenes, and what kinds of threats were delivered to Mubarak, to Suleiman, to this Tantawi, to Enan, the head of the Egyptian military. That, I think, will be the interesting thing.
Well, let me just interject. Going back 3 weeks ago, the media kept saying he will step down today, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy to really bolster the destabilization and the protest. And they just kept announcing it. And then when they shot the works yesterday and Panetta said, oh, he'll step down today, and then Mubarak came out and gave a speech and didn't step down, you had called that yesterday on air, hours before it happened. You had said that he's trying to hold on right now, and that they've basically given him the order and already issued the threats, and that he still may not step down. But then when he did, that shows that there was incredible pressure being put on them, and we've seen Israel in the last 5 days threatening to basically invade or to attack Egypt, saying we're now on a war footing. But publicly, Israel's been claiming they have support for Mubarak. So
again, probably a double policy. It's fairly common. But the thing that Mubarak has done, I think, in departing, whatever else he's done, is by staying and fighting for this 2-week period, Mubarak has established in front of the eyes of the world, this is a CIA coup. is not this gaggle of nihilists in the square. This has nothing to do with these crowds. This was a top-down CIA operation with heavy-duty threats. God knows.
Well, they sent Alberti in, who hadn't been there in a long time, the week before, and he started giving basically overthrow speeches, and then it came out in the headlines, U.S. behind protesters, and then now the West is saying, yes, he will step down today. I mean, they basically admit that they did this. And then you've got Google, that's a known NSA, CIA, admitted creation now. You know, don't be evil, what a joke. And then they've got one of their minions in there, you know, to help manipulate the technotronic technocracy. I mean, this is, go over that constellation of pure evidence briefly that this was a Western coup.
Well, we have now the television celebrating this guy, Gonim, this character you see, not charismatic, but a Google executive. They're celebrating Gonim as the founder of the revolution. So again, if it was Robespierre in France and Lenin in Russia and maybe Mao in China, now we have Gonim. This is impossible. This guy is a little mouse. This is a little nothing. We also have this interesting fact that the main group among the young nihilists in the square is this April 6th organization, which happens to be a clone of the original color revolution group, which is the Otpor group in Serbia, left over from 1999-2000 when the U.S.
And George Soros isn't hiding that. I mean, they're not hiding the fact that they're in there manipulating this.
No, they exchange love notes in public on the Internet. You can see what's left of Otpor, basically nothing. But the old veterans of Otpor are sending love notes to the April 6th and vice versa. And, of course, we also have the Daily Telegraph reports that the entire plan that we've just seen as far as the public square part, right, the people power aspect, all of this was worked out in the United States in late 2008, just as Obama was taking power here with a similar operation.
Is what you said on air. You said they're shifting away from open military invasion and the conquering, and they're shifting to the Brzezinski model of destabilize, have revolutions, overthrow, and then out of the chaos, put your people in, and then use that country as a kamikaze against the next.
And that will be one of Obama's main arguments to the Wall Street people when he comes around for contributions, saying, look, reelect me because I give you everything you want, without the expense of a war, without the upheaval, without the movements. The problem with that is that works fine on your own client state, right? You can stab your own ally in the back. That's easier than fighting Iran with a color revolution, whereas the Iranians, of course, fight back. The Chinese have fought back in the past, right, at Tiananmen. So it's much harder.
What was the 888? I mean, that was admittedly a NATO situation. Was that a test of Russia?
I'm sorry, which one?
What was 888? I mean, was that a test of Russia? Why did they do that?
What, the attack on Georgia?
Yes.
Well, this was simply it was an attempt by people from this Brzezinski orbit, or people who came from the Brzezinski orbit, this madman Saakashvili, fascist warmonger there in Georgia, went berserk and tried to start something. And this was simply an attempt, I think, to get the attention back towards the big strategic issues, which are things around Russia and China and India. So, it was a kind of a calling card from Brzezinski.
Which shows how reckless these people are, because the Russians admittedly rolled mobile nukes in, and their Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman went on television and said, we're preparing for nuclear war with NATO, and then the West backed off, which just... It's insane.
Yeah, it is insane. And what you always see is the question of the nation state or the empire. Unfortunately, the empire has won against the nation state. Yesterday, the nation state was briefly in the lead, whatever else you want to think. But today, the empire has, at least for the moment, triumphed. The problem that the CIA has is you take a U.S. asset and put that person into power. From the moment that they take power, the apparatus of the nation state begins to capture them and forces them to act more and more like a national leader, less and less like a foreign agent. And that's what happened to Mubarak. He had become really a national leader from his own point of view.
Yeah, it was the same thing with Saddam, also put in by the West.
The internal form of these dictatorships is simply the typical form form of a government in an underdeveloped third world segment of the U.S. empire. And that's pretty uniform. It doesn't seem to vary.
Well, Webster, what do you think about people like Ray McGovern, who thinks this is overall going to be positive, and he thinks El Baradi's a good guy because he, you know, said WMDs weren't in Iraq?
I'm afraid that once you've served in the CIA, you never quite get over it. I think that you can see a kind of a body of opinion that corresponds to the U.S. intelligence community. The left liberals who used to oppose Bush and Cheney have now, I think, completely discredited themselves, that they were imperialists all along, that they had a beef with Bush Cheney about methods, but not about goals. They're interested in a U.S. world empire, and they said, don't use military means, use our subversive means. However, even so, what has happened in Egypt is a defeat for the U.S. world empire. The empire, in some ways, has been more weakened by this than by other possible outcomes, simply because it is now so clear that the CIA has done it. In other words, the whole nature of this project is to tear down the existing empire with the hope of reforming it, but that may not go well. Certainly, Egypt now enters into a period of prolonged chaos and instability. And again, I would urge Obama, send a few million tons of grain if you have any concern about Egypt, because that's what they need more than your hot air.
Well, for folks that say we can't do that, we're already giving them foreign aid, and the bankers want another $100 trillion of our tax money. Why can't we give, you know, $1 billion of grain to them if it stops a chain reaction that leads to Middle East-wide war? Webster, thank you so much
for
spending time with us. We'll talk to you again in the next few days as this unfolds.
See you soon, and keep up with me on Twitter.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you.
Feed for Bickford campaign is now popping up on TV stations around the country. They're covering it. It's growing exponentially, has the potential to be the most successful viral liberty campaign we've ever launched on the street and the internet. The combination of the flyers up all over the country and popping up all over the world from England to Mexico. The combination of people shooting video of that and then putting it on the web is incredible. We're getting so many amazing video submissions for the answer to 1984-1776 contest. That's the contest. $10,000 in prizes, first place $7,000, second place $2,000, third place $1,000. I've got one of the submissions, a whole bunch of great ones, and keep submitting them because we don't know who the winner is going to be until we get them all in the next 2 weeks. But coming up at 8 after next hour, I'm going to play the video / audio of an incredible animation we were sent. What's it called? A Day in the Park. And that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if radio listeners want to go see it. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and / radio listeners, you'll at least hear the audio of that coming up at the start of the next hour. You know, I decided to get Tarpley on earlier in the hour. I meant to really get into, and I am going to cover this some in the next hour before Watson and then Bob Chapman join us. I wanted to get into just the nature of reality and how the globalists couldn't be getting away with all the outrageous things they're doing, all the open crimes they're committing, if people had any historical reference. And I'm not talking about my listeners or the billions of people that are awake around the planet to tyranny. Folks in the third world certainly are. And the tens of millions of Americans who are fully awake, and I'd say probably 50 to 80 to 100, I don't even know, other Americans that are starting to wake up if you look at the polls. I mean, when Congress has a 9 to 11% approval rating year after year now for the last 3 years, that shows you, lowest in history, that you know, people are starting to wake up to a certain point. But all the time, I just think about how the government knows sodium fluoride gives you cancer. They knew that when they put it in. We have a government that's been caught shooting people up with live polio and HIV and hepatitis and sterilance and syphilis, and it's in the mainstream news all the time. We have a government that's been caught radiating foster children. We've got a government that's been caught if I tried to list all of their insane crimes, if you had a neighbor that had done things like that, they'd be in prison. But even if they weren't, you wouldn't associate with them. You wouldn't give them the keys to your house when you're out of town to come over and, you know, water the plants. It's just so fundamental that we've just kind of gotten conditioned to just roll over like a prostitute to whatever the pimp does to us. He knocks our teeth out. That's fine. That's what pimps do. He puts cigarettes out on us. That's what he does. He robs us, but, you know, that's what he does. Well, listen, I'm not their slave. I'm not their property. And I have a right as a fundamentally free, sentient being. It's universal law to not be their property, to not be their slave, and to not be assaulted by them with propaganda and chemicals and biologicals to assault my psyche, to assault my physical body. And I'm just here to get people to simply wake up to the globalist crimes. And then you can do whatever you want about it. There's a lot of solutions as well. Take the states back, educate the people, understand what the globalists are doing. But the most important thing to understand is, and Ron Paul's beat this drum, I've beat this drum, I hardly ever watch Glenn Beck. I didn't watch him the other night. And he did say, we've got to develop a movement against the globalists, against the New World Order, against the socialist world they want to build. Of course, his answer is the Republican Party and neocons, another arm of it. But the fact that they've allowed him to even go that far shows how much success we've had. We've got to build the true liberty movement to not just challenge the George Soros crowd, but to also challenge the Republicans. The mainline Republicans who've sworn to suppress the real Tea Party people. We saw a bunch of Tea Party Republicans vote against the Patriot Act. I mean, we're gaining ground.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.